Donald Trump became president in 2016 in large part thanks to voters in the U.S. Rust Belt, states like Ohio and cities like Youngstown, which never recovered from the decline of the steel industry. Ohio voted for Trump again in 2020 by some 8 points. High inflation is being felt particularly harshly here. And so in a midterm election overshadowed by an unpopular president and a limping economy, it shouldn't be close. Yet the polls show Republican J.D. Vance tied with Democrat Tim Ryan. And Ryan clearly feels that Vance's closeness to Trump is a liability. He's made much of Vance shaking Trump's hand immediately after the former president said this.
J.D. is kissing my ass.
You have to have the courage to take on your own leaders. These leaders in D.C.
They will
eat you up like a chew toy.
In addition, Ryan and the Democrats hope that Republican overreach on abortion restrictions may help bring Democrats to the polls. Vance has dialed back his stance on the issue. He now says he doesn't support a total ban. But he has used the example of a 10-year-old girl who was unable to get an abortion in Ohio to pivot to immigration.
That little girl was raped by an illegal immigrant, and both the media and Tim Ryan need to be honest about the fact that she would never have been raped in the first place if Tim Ryan had done his job on border security.
And there is evidence that after a summer of outrage, the Ohio race is reverting to tradition. Ultimately, this may well be just a referendum on the party in power.
You don't think about abortion on a day-to-day basis. As you're going to buy food or purchase gasoline, you think about the economy on a day-to-day basis. It's a constant kind of reminder and a negative commercial against the Democrats.
Here in Ohio, there are several variables that may make this race less competitive than the Democrats initially thought, not least that the pollsters here have consistently underestimated support for Donald Trump. If the Democrats do pick up Ohio's Senate seat from the Republicans, it would be a victory of national importance. If they lose, it won't change the Senate's balance of power, but it will be yet another sign that the Democratic Party has lost the allegiance of working-class voters. Shihab Ratansi, Al Jazeera, Youngstown, Ohio.